Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Keep It Real with Beth and Darren.
Good morning. Had a good breakfast.
Oh, okay. So we're here. It's Wednesday. It's the middle of the week. It's sunny. I think it's actually going to go up to maybe 50 or 60 degrees today. I don't
Seriously?
Know. Maybe. I don't know. I saw the news, but I was so tired last night that I just kind of fell out.
Well, it's funny because I was out last night for a softball program, and I think I spoke to you around 9:15.
Yeah.
Right?
I was on the train.
You were still in the train. I came home, I don't know, probably around 10:30 last night?
Yeah.
And you were in bed?
Yeah.
Like, that's a short amount of time from the time I spoke to you on the train to be actually in bed. That's my point.
Well, like, that's a testament to commuting, right?
I mean, you were, like, on a train 1 minute.
And then asleep.
Under the covers with our dog next.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I think I have to say I like our new gel thing. How's it doing for your back? Don't jinx it, but how is it?
I'm still in pain. I don't think it's because of the mattress, though. I think the mattress is actually helping, but not helping at the rate that I want it to.
Oh, okay.
So I need to make a visit to my chiropractor.
Therapist.
Yes, good old Dr. Froman.
Yes.
He's the only one that can truly help me.
Yes.
Okay? Yeah, why were you out cold?
I guess because I had been up early, and then I went to an event last night.
Yes,
and
you started to tell me the event that
okay,
you went to.
Okay, so, it was a heavy hitter event.
I was hanging out with
Janine and
Jim. I was hanging out with rec league, you know, softball coaches. Who were you hanging out with?
Okay, well, I was with Tamsin Fidel, who's the anchor on WPIX Evening News, and we went to an event that was put on by American Greetings, and it was called The Thank List, and it's Who Are You Grateful For? And it was actually hosted by Arianna Huffington, and they had a panel that included Sanjay Gupta, Elizabeth Banks from one of my favorite movies, Pitch Perfect.
You know what I mean? Yes, I do.
Yes, I do. They had Gabby Bernstein, who's like a yoga, mind, wellness expert, and they had this documentary producer, Barbara Koppel, who produced these mini documentaries for American Greetings with like five different people who wanted to thank someone in their life who had, you know, done something really special for them. And the whole point about it is that there's always news about all the bad things that are happening in this world, and not enough about the good.
Agreed.
And Sanjay Gupta was saying how...
Pepsi?
Sanjay Gupta
is... Oh, that's
the one. That's Indira something or other. That's, no, Sanjay Gupta is the one on CNN.
Oprah's
like shaman.
Okay.
So anyway, he had said that, or Dr. Gupta, was saying that patients who had heart disease and other ailments... when they were asked to keep a journal every night of three things they were grateful for, it actually helped improve their condition. There's something that's within your... Yeah, I guess, but it's like there's something having to do with recovery and your brain, where if you start shutting off, he was saying, like, there's, like, he was showing, like, this is your brain, and this is, like, the reptile effect, when you're like this, you're, like, going to pounce at someone. Versus more being open and being thankful. So, with that said, who are the three people that you would say today, who would you be thankful for? Who would you be grateful for? And you could put your family in one of them, but you could also come up with someone who you haven't necessarily mentioned
in a long time. Is that
you could say that too.
First of all, I want to understand how did they pick Elizabeth Banks for this?
It was kind of funny. I don't know. And yesterday, I guess, she was on Jimmy Fallon, or the day before she was on Jimmy Fallon, and she said she had mentioned someone's name of who she was really grateful for in her life, and she hasn't seen the person in like 15 years, doesn't even know if she's still like alive or whatever, but I don't know, she just, I guess it was more about like as a regular person, you know, as an actress who has a lot to be thankful for in her career, who would she thank the most, or who hasn't been thanked yet that's on her thank list. You know, usually when you win the Oscar, it's not her, but if someone wins an Oscar, they thank a lot of people. So they're used so actors who win things are used to being thanked. Sometimes they don't thank people, and that's not very nice.
Wow. Who would I thank? I mean,
the first thing that comes to mind is I thank my family, but I don't think that's what the point. I don't think that's what the point of this is, right? Like,
somebody who's
had an influence in your life,
instrumental in your life. I mean, a lot of these things. It was like this one guy was thanking his father. He had cancer when he was 13. His father was a Marine and had been injured when he was in service, it was the first time he saw his father cry when he was going through cancer. So it was a very emotional video. So he thanked his father. Another girl thanked this woman that was like her dance teacher when she had come over from China. You know, so it was just different. But so it could be a teacher, could be.
Well, that's what I was going to say first. I mean, people I would say first are obviously my family, especially my mom. That's sort of like everybody says, thank you, Mom. But to be truthful, which is what we do, right? We're always choosing. My mom was a very strong woman. If you took a look at my back, my profile growing up, in terms of what I had, you would say that I was a person destined for some trouble. If you took a look, just look at what my mom was.
That's not your rap sheet, but everybody else.
Right, no, right? So, and my mom, to her credit, made sure that I always stayed out of that mix in terms of any potential problems coming my way, and she always did everything to protect me, and both emotionally, socially, and financially as best as she could. And that's one of the main reasons why I was able to continue to go on in terms of education and do the things that I wanted to do, was really because of her. Right? Again, that I think everybody says, I want to thank my mom, I want to thank my dad, and stuff like that. But in terms of other people in my life that have had influence, one that comes to mind is definitely my sixth grade teacher, Mrs. Williams. She was somebody who, yes, Santana, Mrs. Williams, yes. I don't think we've ever talked about her. I was not always the A student that I was. I was a kid who took school for granted, who did not like to study, who, just didn't apply myself, and I just remember in sixth grade, I remember getting a couple of exams that I gave back to me, and afterwards I'm like, whoa, that was, and then I got another one afterwards that was, turned my head upside down, and afterwards I just remember I started hysterically crying, and my mom had to come into school, and then Mrs. Williams had just a heart-to-heart, straightforward talk with me. And think about it, she was a strict, strict teacher. I mean, a lot of people did not like her. And the reason they didn't like her is because she was a real hard ass. But she was exactly what kids needed, and she was phenomenal, and I know she always had my best interest at heart, and she set me on a path that I really believe was the reason why, once I got through her class in sixth grade, I started applying myself. I started doing all the things that I need to do in junior high, and then became obsessive compulsive about studying in high school, and just went down this path, which ultimately led me going to graduate school. And so I think that Mrs. Williams was definitely a catalyst for that. So that's one. I can't think of two others right off the bat.
It's funny because you put me on the spot. I know, it's funny because I actually had a teacher, Mrs. Saul, who was the same thing, like very strict, was a yeller, but when I was in elementary school, they had like the gifted program, and I was in, because my parents had taken me out when I was in kindergarten, because I had gone to yeshiva for a year because my mom went back to work full time. So when they put me back in the public school, I got stuck into like a class that was sort of the bottom class, and I was always working my way up. So when I got into Mrs. Saul's class, she picked three students to move from the honors class to the and this other kid, Keith Gutman. So the three of us moved up, and that was the thing. We became really like the same thing. Like it was that pivotal moment, and I don't know what happened to her, but she wasn't necessarily my favorite teacher. She was like the toughest teacher, but I don't know.
Usually the toughest ones that are, people relate to. I mean, if you're successful in life, then usually there's a teacher that I believe was a tough teacher that helped get you there, right?
No, it's true. And I had nice ones. I had one, an English teacher named Mrs. Cohen that I really liked. and an intelligent guy, Professor Justin Lewis. He was a British professor that was like a really good communication teacher. And so jolly. He was my communications, like when I did my 15 credit intern at home, he was a really good he's still there at UMass. Such jolly. He's like he's a preeminent scholar for communication. Like he's like one of the leading communication scholars, whatever, in the field. And he was my professor, my intern, whatever, advisor.
I guess I should say I'm thankful to my friend Andrew.
And Andrea. Yeah,
correct. Right. Well, I'm thanking him for
and
him,
I'll thank
he's
Andrea.
Right.
So
I don't know where that goes in the top three, but that's definitely.
I want to thank.
They had they definitely had a significant influence in the course of our lives.
Right. And then I'd like to thank my friend Beth for opening her apartment to us when I was in labor with our daughter. And then I'd like to thank our friend Holly for being with me when I went into labor with our son Dylan. Right.
Yeah, and there you go.
I just said his name. So those. Yeah.
I will think about it as they progress.
Well, and definitely my parents, my mom, my dad. You know, like they've done so much for me, for us. You know, they're awesome. And my grandparents.
I'm gonna give it some more thought because this is not something I just want to go taking lightly.
No, it's true. It's true. I know. You know.
Who are the three people you think?
So, yeah, you can go on all day, but they said that sometimes, like, the person that you've been holding inside that you want to thank the most, that there's just, Sanjay Gupta was saying, is like some sort of feeling that you get, like, inside that is I don't know if it's like biomedical, whatever, but it was like a different kind of energy force. It was all a little bit of, like, you know.
I mean, in some ways, we're not there yet, but I mean, I'm thankful to my partner, Kevin. I mean, he was a significant influence, reason why I was willing to part ways with what I was doing, and I'm not sure if I ever would have done it on my own.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
Kevin, if you're listening,
you're a person I want to thank, because I saw somebody else taking a plunge, and I don't know, it's definitely a lot easier to do it when you have somebody to go into it with you, as opposed to going at it alone, so... definitely another person.
All right.
I'll think of some more.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's good. That's actually, the Huffington Post is encouraging people to even submit their own, like, people who they thank. I think it's called like gratitude@huffingtonpost.com. You just send in your little blog post.
And she was there.
She was there.
Does she know you?
She does, but I don't. I mean. It's been a long time. I don't even know if I've met her in person. The one thing that I love about Arianna Huffington is that if I sent her an email right now and I said, I really enjoyed the event last night, you were amazing, you made me think a lot, I'm grateful to you for sending the invitation, she would write back. Like, crazy town, but she would write back.
She would, huh?
She would. Maybe it's her assistant, maybe it's, you know, whatever, but the crazy thing that any time I have ever reached out to Arianna Huffington, she always writes back.
And you think every single time it was her assistant, or you think that
it could have been her? No, I mean, for all I know, it is her. I mean, I know that people who are highly...
You write back to her and say, is that really you?
Well, all I know is that when I have sent her, and I have sent her emails a couple of times, I don't send them often. I only send it when it's like I really need to reach out to her. She writes back, and that is...
I don't think that's her.
I know. I think it's her. Last night she was like, and emailed me at Ariana@arianahuffington.com. Like, do you really want to open up that door? Somehow, some way, she's responding, or somebody's responding.
It's amazing that she has the time to respond to an email, but so many people out there just say, I just don't have time.
Yeah. Right? Oh, yeah. I mean, I am
some
like...
People say that they don't have time to respond to emails, but they're really saying they really just didn't want to.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, that's it.
I don't have time. It's like, what you're saying to me, offering to me, asking me to do is not something that I want to do or acknowledge. Not that I don't have time.
Yeah, and if, you know what? The other thing, too, is I find a lot of times in PR, you spend most of your day with people not responding to you. It's easier for people just to not even, like, acknowledge that they've received an email instead of it being, instead of just getting back and saying, I'm not interested. So yesterday... I have to say, I had left a message for a producer at a major talk show, and I hadn't talked to her in years, and I actually had spoken with her colleague last week, and he suggested to go to her. And I left her a message, and then I was going to email her, like, a follow-up. And I didn't expect her to call me back at all. And out of the blue, yesterday, my phone rings, and it was her. And I was like, oh, my God. She called me back, and she was like, send me the information, do this, do that. And it was like, it was almost like the old days again, where somebody actually, like, picked up a phone, and I was able to do, like, what I used to do, which was, like, make wheel and deal and make my, make some headway. Because this way, with email, is horrible.
Email is terrible for getting – I do think once you speak to somebody live on the other end of the phone,
it's a whole different ballgame, totally.
It really is.
Yeah,
people got to get back to doing that, you know, just person-to-person talk and communication. There's nothing left to interpretation. There's nothing on the email. You don't have to worry about what did the person mean, what was the tone. You know, it's very transparent when you're talking to them, for the most part.
Right.
I mean, it's obviously better face-to-face, but much rather speak on the phone than do it via email.
Right.
We should all be getting back to doing that.
Yes,
and
no.
kids today need to learn how to actually talk on the phone, speak and engage with somebody.
Well, you know what the thing is that's different? You know, our daughter spends a lot of time in her room, but she spends the time FaceTiming with her friends all the time. So it's not like she's not engaging. It's just a different form. It's more like what I do think is going to happen is that there'll be more face chatting and less phone chatting. So, yes, kids text. And that's a big thing that they do. But they are having conversations, and it's via the FaceTime.
What were you listening to on the radio the other day? They were talking about English teachers are really having a hard time right now teaching kids.
The attention.
Because the language of texting has really just affected everything, punctuation, how people write.
Well, sentences. I told you with my the grad students, it was horrible. They, you know, I love my favorite is anyways. Anyways, I'm going to do this. And you put it in an essay. I'm like, anyways, ever use anyways.
And anyways, you've just failed.
Yeah, exactly. Anyways, that is not a word. Sorry.
So what was that video we were watching before on Facebook with Tom Hanks?
Oh, my God, I love
it. That was pretty good.
Yeah. The Late Show.
Who is that guy, by the way?
He's new. It's like Corbin something or other. Corbin.
Funny.
He's very funny. He's a British comedian, and they made him the host of the new Late Late Show on TV.
Because they didn't have anybody in the U.S. that could have done it.
Craig Ferguson is also like, he was like from Ireland or Scotland or whatever. No, Scotland, I think. Anyway, so one of his first guests was Tom Hanks, and they did a video recreation of almost all of his movies. And so they did the scene from Forrest Gump. They did the scene from Big with his friend. Like, they went through everything. They did the Castaway, like, everything. And in 6 minutes, they sort of, like, superimposed the film clip. And then the two of them were, like, in the scene. It was hilarious.
But the part that I found funniest, and I'm glad they actually acknowledged it, was the part where they got the Cloud Atlas.
Oh, and he was like, what is this movie about?
Both of them, like, and both of them even said, like, wait a second, we got to do this 6 more times to understand what's going on.
Right.
Yeah.
We walked out of that movie.
Yes, that was one of the few movies over the last couple of years that we've actually walked out on, right? I think you have to 35 minutes.
Yeah, we can.
I should have said it. This is, and I went up to the person at the desk and said, this movie is just unwatchable.
Did we get our money back?
I think we did. I basically said, I'm sorry, I cannot watch this movie. Oh, well, I think we're a little bit past the time. I don't care. I want my money back.
Right.
And we got it back. I was the worst. Oh, that was painful. Right? Any other movies that you've ever walked out on?
Yeah. There was.
Do you remember? Oh, I do remember that you.
I usually fall asleep.
The speech? Or what was the one with Colin?
Oh, yeah, but that was actually a good movie.
It was a good movie. Beth was just falling asleep. And, like, we were getting towards the end, towards the part where the guy was actually going to be able to speak coherently.
Right.
Yeah, okay, let's get out of here.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Well, no, but we didn't leave.
We didn't leave. I remember. We started walking down the steps.
And then it got better?
No, we walked in the steps and we said, come on, let's just
stick it out.
It out. And then we walked back to our seats.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I remember we saw that in Florida.
It was?
Yeah, the King's Speech.
Oh.
We went to the late movie in Florida. That was why I was
there. What's a late movie in Florida considered? 8 o'clock?
10 o'clock. Oh. No, not 8 o'clock. 10 o'clock is, like, really late. It's, like, desolate.
Speaking of Florida,
only a few more days.
So when are they leaving?
27th, they're on the train.
They all packed up and ready to go?
Yep.
Dad's getting in a few more tennis games and a few more games of golf?
He's getting in as much as he can. I don't know. My dad got sick again, except he can't blame it on the New York weather. So he caught a cold in Florida. So I said, I'm glad to hear you can't blame it on us. Usually he blames him getting sick when he comes here. So.
Oh, man.
This is the worst. So here's hoping that next week, let's hope for my parents' sake that it does not snow from here on out, because I'm not going to hear the end of it if he's home early and it's snowing.
Please don't. Yeah, exactly. We do not want to have any part of that.
Right.
But it's so when's the first day they're going to come here to us?
They're going to come, I guess, on the 3rd, which is Passover. The first night of Passover is Friday the 3rd.
Oh, okay. Are we having a lot of people for Pesach?
I don't even know. We have to figure it out. Because
you know who's going to start asking me.
Your mother?
Yes. Yeah. What's going on with Passover, honey?
Yeah, I don't know.
Who's coming? I always said, when she asked me, I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know who's coming.
I don't know.
We basically put a Seder plate on the table, put a, you know,
right,
couple items on
there. Well, now we can order some Ben's because it's right down the street.
I don't know about that.
All right. Well,
I don't want to make the entire meal.
No, the entire meal, no, just the sides.
Just the side dishes
to protect us, though. my hit or miss.
Should we start stocking up on matzah now, you think?
Well, my mom's gonna pick it up. I think they're gonna stock up on it in Florida and stick it in the car so they'll have it.
They do. They come up in Florida and they transport matzah.
Brought matzah from
Boynton.
Yeah, exactly. What is it? Not what the heck is the store down there that they go to all the time? Sam?
Oh no. With a P. Publix
is running a sale on Passover matcha.
Publix, if you can hear me, why don't you come and open up a store near us here in New York? I love Publix.
Wegmans is also great.
I love Publix. I mean,
have you ever been to Wegmans?
When I back in my days in Cornell, I used to go to Wegmans all the time up in Ithaca. But no, there's no Wegmans. Where is there down south.
When I did my Teen Mom Run book tour, I was at a Wegmans down south. They sponsored our all the little supermarkets were sponsoring our tour.
Sorry, Barnes and Noble, we don't have time for you. We're gonna go to Wegmans instead.
Well, no, it wasn't that. I was doing all kinds of appearances at like JCC's and comedy clubs.
Rite Aid.
No, and then Wegmans would provide a food platter. So we did stuff for the breakfast. I mean, it was like, I had that thing down to the science. I figured out how to get food. I got people in the place. It was awesome. I had beverages. It was great.
I'm reprimanding our dog right now. She's really becoming incorrigible. She's just defiant beyond belief. And we have nobody to blame except ourselves.
Yeah, she's a good dog.
She is so sweet. She really is. I can say, every time I come up, I was so happy when I came home. And what do I hear at the top of the steps? I hear whining because she knows it's me.
Yeah.
Right? And as soon as I come in and start getting on, she just follows me everywhere around the house. She really is sweet. So wait, what time are you going into the...
Well, whenever I can get over there. I mean, I'm going to either drive the
car. And are you working from home tomorrow?
Tomorrow, Friday.
Yes!
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so...
And actually, my dad is coming up today. I'm having lunch with him, which I'm happy about.
That's nice.
And...
tell them about Passover.
I will tell them about Passover, and I think that's really it. Hopefully, we have a nice, beautiful day. Maybe later on, I can get you-know-who out to you-know-where.
Yes, I'm not going to say what it is, because you will understand us.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
That's really it.
All right. Well,
I don't really want to talk about any news going on today.
We covered it all.
I'm sure if we start looking at news and stuff, we'll find something pretty
negative.
Like
we're ending on a high note. It was all about the gratitude stuff.
Exactly.
So,
on that note,
we're grateful to anyone who actually listened in to our podcast today.
I am very thankful as well. So
thanks for stopping by.
Stay classy.
Bye.